What I wanted to do before we take any specific questions is have Cheryl and Art come up here. They're seagoers. They live on the coast. They live on Vinyl Haven. They've developed a certain degree of celebrity status since they've made the front page of the New York Times last week. And they're great people. But they will validate, because they live with this, and they'll tell you about what it's like living in the shadow of industrial wind. Something I hope never to have to do, but if Angus King and Rob Gardner get their way, I will be.
No, I just want to spend just a few minutes and talk about a few things that perhaps weren't covered here, because then I want to open it up to questions, because I'm sure you have a ton of questions. And we only have a little bit of time, so let me just talk about what happened to us. We were quite in favor of the turbines, because we listened to the spiel of a carpetbagger from Harvard who sold us some snake oil. You want to be careful of this guy, because he's still trying to sell the snake oil. Some people are still buying it and spending good money to do it. But what happened to us was, the day that they went up, we all of a sudden felt that we had been hoodwinked, because they were loud. And we realized that in the last 24 hours, our property value, Jonathan will say 20-40%, I'll tell you zero, yeah. Because they're virtually unmarketable. If somebody has $500,000 to buy a home, or $50,000 to buy a home, and it's in the area, they'll say, well, I'll just go somewhere else. I don't need to spend my money here. So, and if I have built up equity in my house so that when my son gets to college age, I can take out an equity loan and help put him through college, the bank will say, sorry, your house isn't worth anything. We can't give you that loan. That's what happens to the kid. But we lost when they went up. We already lost. So I'm here to talk to you about being a NIMBY. Who knows what NIMBY means? All right. It means, like I was an idiot, it means next idiot might be you. So, I coined that yesterday. You can use that as long as you give me credit. And so just be aware that that's what's happening here. And all the politics power is behind the people who want to put the turbines there. It's not behind the people who live there. So it's a fairly, playing for keeps battle that's going to go on. So you have an opportunity that we didn't have. We didn't have a Vinyl Haven to point to or to ask questions from. Although we did have Mars Hill, and we did have, who else was?
Freedom.
Stetson was on the
panel. And Stetson, and we didn't take advantage of that. We were idiots. We were naive. We believed the malarkey that was being told. And so what's going on now is that they're too loud. And part of the plan is to make them too loud so that the people nearby will run away, leave their homes, sell for cheap. And that way, because there's no penalty to the wind company if they're too loud. If the DEP comes in and says you're too loud, nobody goes to jail, there's no fines, there's none of that stuff. All right? So they just run loud. And our job had to be to go prove that they were loud. So anybody who saw the video on the Times, saw me skulking around the woods in midnight trying to capture the data to show the DEP that they're too loud. This is all at our own expense. DEP won't do it for you. So once your turbine is up, these are the kinds of things you're going to have to deal with. The DEP said they're too loud, and what they're trying to do is to villainize us, Cheryl and I, and a few other people on the island, at a public meeting not so long ago, and recently in the, actually, in a monthly bill that the electricity comes out, there was a statement that said, every time these guys complain, meaning us, it costs this island and you ratepayers thousands and thousands of dollars for us to defend ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's our fault that they're too loud. As Cheryl said, it's kind of like complaining to the police department that every time this cop stops you and gives you a ticket, it costs you lots of money. And you know the answer, of course, is, well, just don't go so fast. So these guys are going too fast and complaining that we have pointed out to the DEP they're too loud. DEP has looked at their own data, said they're too loud. And these guys are going to the courts and saying, well, the guy's speed gun was not working properly. You know, that's the analogy there. So it's a big fight. These guys got a lot to lose. I have nothing to lose. I have no reputation to protect. My property value has dropped already. So I got nothing to lose. These guys are gonna fight like a cornered raccoon because their reputations, their future jobs, their income is at stake. It's a big deal. So you don't want to get that far. You don't want to get as far as they are already up. The other thing we're saying is that they're losing money. And because they're telling everybody on the island they're saving money and their light bill is down. You say, okay, well, show us the financial reports. Oh, you can't see those. So something's really fishy going on. We haven't quite got to the bottom of that yet, but they're not showing us the financial reports. And we've asked in public, we've asked privately, the answer is no, can't see those. But, you know, everybody's saving money. But they're not. Their electric bill went down because the electricity prices went down across the country, and especially in the Northeast. So everybody sort of timed it with when the towers went up, their bill went down a little bit, and then so this guy is saying it's because of the towers. When it's not, these things are actually costing us more money. We'd be paying less. And he actually said that in public, this carpetbagger snake oil salesman from Harvard, who you might know. Let's see. I just want to cover, I guess, those things. You know, what do we do next? Since we have already lost, we thought we'd come and talk to you because you haven't lost yet. And I don't think you're going to lose because you got a good support group. Some of you may be from even different towns than locally. And so you need to take this message back to where you live. I think I'll open it up to Q&A. And Cheryl can come up because Cheryl had, as you noticed, she had quote of the day in the New York Times. And she can tell you what that quote is. You know, it's silly. We didn't have any experience with lawyers. We didn't have any experience with sound. We didn't have any experience with begging for money. We didn't have any experience with politics. None of these things. Right, so you have to learn quickly. So fortunately, you have Jonathan here, and you got to listen to these guys who have been supporters before, and then all of a sudden realize that hey, not everything's great in La La Land here.
Are you
going to
say the carpetbagger's name?
George Baker? No, I don't want to say his name.
Before we start questions, I'd just like to say a brief something. I'm standing here and I'm feeling really embarrassed because I'm the poster child for shallow thinking. Last year at this time, I supported this project. I thought it was a good idea. I wanted it to work. I wanted it to be part of a community effort. I didn't scratch the surface. I didn't ask the deeper questions. I didn't demand answers. And the very least you owe yourself is to do the research. Go out there and digging. There's a lot of material on both sides, and somewhere in the middle is the truth.
You can start with foxislandwindneighbors.org. That's F-I-W-N.org.
And there's also, actually, I have a little flyer here with just a couple of the sites, but there's a new one. It's Real Wind Info for Maine, which is also a great clearinghouse for all the projects in Maine. And through all of, there are links on all of those that will give you other information. You have to be educated, because otherwise, once they're up, it's done. I will never have another quiet night, even when they happen, even when on the odd chance that everything is still. It's a very different moment when you go outside and go, now how long is this going to last? You never know when it ends. Treasure everything that you have and everything that we're responsible for. Take it seriously.